It is time for us to take a peek at sports, see what's going on. Of course, March Madness. The UConn women, of course, are in the NCAA Final Four. The men, they are going to their Elite Eight. UCLA shocked Michigan in the Elite Eight, 51-49. Stanford rallied to beat Louisville, 78-63, to reach the Final Four. Meanwhile, Gonzaga stayed undefeated with an 85-66 win over USC. And the final member to reach the Final Four on the men's side, South Carolina. They drubbed Texas 62-34. All right. That's what happened last night in March Madness. Taking a look at NBA action, we'll see if any teams played yesterday. I do not see any of our teams that played yesterday. In games that are coming up today, the Nets take on the Rockets at 7:30. The Knicks, the Timberwolves at 8 p.m. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Hornets. And on Friday, the Celtics get back in action. They take on the Rockets. Also on Friday, the way the league is running their games this year in the NBA is confusing and bizarre. Let's go to the National Hockey League. The Bruins over the Devils yesterday by a score of 5-4. The Rangers slapped the Capitals 5-2. That is a surprise. Today in the National Hockey League, no local action. Tomorrow in the National Hockey League, the Islanders take on the Capitals. The Bruins take on the Penguins. And the Rangers will take on the Buffalo Sabres. All right. Major League Baseball. Opening day is on the way. And Major League Baseball has put up their power rankings ahead of opening day. And the number one team, they say, are the Dodgers. The number two team, the Padres. Number three, the Yankees. Number four, the Braves. Number five, the White Sox. Number six, the Twins. The Mets are seven. Rays, eighth. The Blue Jays, ninth. Cardinals, 10th. Astros, 11th. A's, 12th. Brewers, 13th. Cubs, 14th. Nationals, 15th. Indians, 16th. Wow, you have to go all the way down to the 20th ranked team until you reach the Red Sox. Now, these are just people that work for Major League Baseball and have put together their power rankings. Literally, it's filling space on the internet. Basically, that's what it is. It's the same old, same old. We'll see what happens with a Major League Baseball this year. You know, it's it's nice to have baseball back, though, because it's nice to take a look at the TV and look at all that green field and all the people and all the guys playing baseball. So that's kind of nice to see. Now, I want to talk about something different. Yesterday evening, I watched a documentary on Netflix. And I'm 68, and I used to follow wrestling. I used to, you know, when I worked in radio, WWF, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, whenever they were in Poughkeepsie. I met the Iron Sheik. I met Haystack Calhoun. I met Andre the Giant. I didn't meet Hulk Hogan. I did meet Rowdy Roddy Piper. But anyway, it was fun. It was fun to watch. It was fun, even though I knew at the time, the good guys, the bad guys. But it was fun. It was, it took wrestling out of the dark ages into modern entertainment. Well, yesterday I saw, and I clicked on it, Netflix, a documentary called Sheik. and it was on the Iron Sheik. Do you remember the Iron Sheik? He was born in Iran, moved to the United States, was a terrific wrestler at Iran. He coached the United States Junior Olympic team, the Olympic team. I mean, he came to the States and eventually wound up wrestling. And eventually, at the height of the crisis between the United States and Iran, Vince McMahon brought him on the WWF, which is now the WWE, as the Iron Sheik. And he was the classic villain. Unbelievable. He played the part. They gave him his chance to win the title, which he did win the title. And then he had to face Hulk Hogan, and of course, Hulk Hogan won the title back. But the great, he's still alive today. And they go on and talk about his whole life. It's an hour and 35 minutes. And it's fascinating. And when he was given the shot to get the title, because it was scripted, he had a lot of people saying, break Hulk Hogan's legs. Don't let Hogan do this. Break the contract. Don't follow the contract. Well, this guy followed the contract to the hilt. And because he did, and he allowed Hulk Hogan to win, he became a mega superstar, enemy-wise. Hulk Hogan went on to create Hulkamania, which in wrestling was the thing. There would have never been the WWE or the WWF if it wasn't for the decision, really, to bring him in. I mean, remember Ian Volkoff, the Russian, but the one who really turned up the heat was the Iron Sheik. I didn't realize his daughter was killed and put him into a spin, but he's now, he was on YouTube for a while now. It was just a great documentary to watch. Especially, I see the documentaries now on the different wrestlers from that age. Amazing entertainers. And if you think what they did wasn't entertainment or wasn't physical, most of them are wearing crutches or have new hips, new knees, new ankles, you name it, by the time they're 50. Tough business. But it was a good documentary. So if you have, it wasn't on Netflix, it was on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon, you can get this documentary called The Sheik, and it was on the Iron Sheik. Just simply a great documentary. And it takes an hour and 35 minutes out of your day. All right, that is our check on sports this morning and commentary on the Iron Sheik.